The plan would make a fourth operating while intoxicated offense within 5 years a felony. A first offense would be a misdemeanor if someone younger than 16 is riding in the car. Right now, Wisconsin is the only state that does not criminalize a first OWI offense. Milwaukee Democrat Josh Zepnik spoke before the vote about the drunk driver who killed his sister 20 years ago and about many others who had died this year.
I wish I could bring all of these people back. There's no question about that. And I think just about every one of us wishes we could have that power, but we don't. And so we have to take some steps that are both reasonable and affordable and that we think will actually work and make a difference.
The plan would also require ignition interlocks on the vehicles of all repeat offenders, as well as first-time offenders arrested with a blood alcohol content of 0.15 or greater. Nina Republican Dean Coffert says he's seen that work firsthand.
I've had friends who said it made a difference, and it got me thinking about my actions and what I was doing.
The plan would also expand a pilot program to let judges statewide shorten an offender's jail sentence if they successfully complete alcohol and drug treatment. Another piece of the bill would make sure that when a repeat offender's license is revoked, that revocation does not start until they leave jail. Some rural lawmakers cautioned that would make it hard for their constituents to hold down a job once they leave prison, but they joined the rest of their colleagues in voting for the bill. The plan heads now to the Senate, where lawmakers are expected to make some changes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.